Let's start again from the beginning of the paragraph. Achaz rizus achar hascholas hamaisa. The Mesillas Yesharim says there's two kinds of rizus. There's rizus to get started, right? Get down to it. Don't procrastinate. And then once you've started it, get finished with it. And he says not to get finished with it because it's a bother. That's not what we're talking about. To get rid of it fast. That's not proper. But to do it quickly and without delaying the more than necessary to do it properly. In other words, what's it called? Get it finished. Finishing something, we spoke about it last week, shows a certain amount of perfection. Even though there's not necessarily an inyan you have to finish anything, but when you do finish something, there is, like we explained last week, 2 weeks ago, a certain kind of perfection. Okay. Now we just started this again, go through it quickly because we're about four lines down. Achaz rizus achar hascholas hamaisahu, shekiven sheochaz b'mitzvah yemayer lahashlim osov v'lo lahokil mi'olav k'mishu mis'ave lahashlim mi'olav maso, ela mi'iraso pen lo yizke ligmaroso. When you start something, finish it as quickly as you can, not because you want to get rid of it, but because you're afraid that if you don't do it quickly, you won't be able to finish it. Something will come up and you won't be able to finish it. The alzeh Hebrew lahazir zal v'yomru kol amaschu b'mitzvah einu gomrosa kover ishto banav. A person who starts with a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, right? Unfinished business is a sakana for a person's wife and children. And we explain, it doesn't mean that a wife or children die because, what's it called, because you didn't finish a mitzvah. That would be terribly unfair. You did something, so you die, not your wife and children. But the idea is that if the wife and children have reason why they're supposed to die, usually the husband, zechus, or the father, zechus, would prevent that from happening because he doesn't deserve it. But if he has an unfinished mitzvah that he's done, then he doesn't have any schus to save his wife and children, and therefore they'll die, because he won't be able to save them with his zechuyos, because this specific problem is a reason why he should suffer for having his wife and children. Why? Because a wife and children are a person's shlemus. In other words, they add to a person's perfection. Right? A wife perfects her husband, tries to at least sometimes, and same thing goes for a husband to a wife, but right now we're talking about the wife to the husband. And children also are mashlim their parents. So if you have a chesaron that you're not mashlim things, then things that are a hashlama to you are affected by it insofar that you don't deserve anymore to have these hashlamas, so if your merit's not going to save them if they have a reason why something's going to happen to them. Okay. If the wife doesn't for the husband, it doesn't say that, because usually the wife is considered like subordinate to the husband and his hashlama, not the opposite way around, and therefore the husband's not going to suffer because of something that the wife did pashtus. It doesn't say the other way around. It makes, according to my explanation, it makes sense. It should work both ways. But since my explanation, the Gemara doesn't say, it's just a speculation, and it doesn't say that it works the other way, there may be other reasons why it doesn't work the other way. But it's mashmas only wife and children and not husband and children.
It sounds that that's a reason why the minhag to fast on a yortzeit, the sons or daughter fast for the parents' yortzeit, because it was their chisaron, that person, on that day, the parent wouldn't have died if you were in because you chisar. So the fact that he died means that you had a...
You had a part in it.
Yeah, and therefore you have to...
Wow. Okay, v'amru, ein ha-mitzvah nikris el ha-shem gomro. We explained this last week, that a mitzvah is called on the name of the one who finishes it. Somebody starts a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, like Moshe Rabbeinu started the mitzvah of burying Yosef in Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't finish it, and Bnei Yisrael finished it, even though he was osik in that mitzvah for 40 years. It's called on the name of Bnei Yisrael. And we explained it wasn't that they got the reward. Of course he got the reward for what he did. They got the reward for what they did. But the name of something, it goes on who can bond to it, who's connected to it. And unless you see the whole mitzvah, you can't really bond and connect to it. So it wasn't called on Moshe's name, but it's called on their name because they saw the part that Moshe did, and they saw the part that they did, and the middle they could bond to it. The Omer now, so this is new. The Omer Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Chazis Ish Mahir B'Malachto, Lifnei Melachim Yisyatzev, a person who is quick at his work. In other words, he does it without hesitating, and he finishes it. He will sit in front of kings, he won't sit in front of dark people, in other words, people who are negative people. And the Chachamim refer this to Shlomo HaMelech himself, that when he had to build the Beis HaMikdash and he got it started, he made sure that it was finished within a reasonable amount of time and didn't stretch it out over a long time. But he finished as quickly as was possible for such a building. Same thing, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to oversee the building of the Mishkan, and he didn't delay it. Once they got started, they did it quickly, and they finished way before it was necessary to finish. Because really, the Mishkan was started right after Yom Kippur, and it was finished on Hanukkah, on Chaf Hei Kislev. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we're just going to not going to dedicate it till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it just sat there for Teve Shvat Adar, 3 months. Just sat and wasn't dedicated, wasn't put up. And the reason is that the Rebbe Shem wanted to dedicate it in the month that Yitzchak Avinu, who was the Amud of Avoda, was born in Nisan. So even though they didn't have to finish it, you know, it's not like today things usually are delayed. It's supposed to be finished Hanukkah, it's finished, you know, next Tisha B'Av or whatever. But like our pool, Mitz Hashem, right? Right after Tisha B'Av, it is going to be finished. Some Tisha B'Av. Just like Mashiach is coming sometime right after Tisha B'Av. So at the same time, I think Mashiach is going to bring us that pool. In any case, so usually things are not finished before they're needed. They're finished way after they're needed. And therefore it was a special praise of Moshe Rabbeinu that when he was given to oversee the building of the Mishkan, not only didn't he finish it in time, he finished it way before the time that was necessary to do. If you look in the Torah, you'll find that whenever it describes how tzaddikim do things, it's always quickly. Avram Kshiv Bo Vayimor Avram Ohel Al Sora. He ran to the tent and he told her, Mahari, hurry up and get the bread and the cake for the visitors. Vayitin Anar Vayimahir Laso Soso. Same thing, gave it to his boy, to Yishmael, who was training him in Achnosos Orchim, and he also did it quickly. Everything was done quickly. Rivka Vatimayir Vatar Kado. By Rivka also, she was asked for a drink of water, she quickly did everything very quickly. The chain omru b'medrash v'tzemayr ha'isha melamed shekol ma'aseihem shel tzadikim b'mihirus. Right, every time it refers to tzadikim doing something, it refers to it being done quickly, and you know that everything a tzadik does, he does quickly. Asher lo yitnu hefzik zman ela hascholas hamitzvah lo el hascholas hamitzvah v'lo hashlamasa. A tzaddik doesn't delay starting a mitzvah, and he doesn't delay finishing it. And therefore somebody, like we said, the reason people don't do things quickly is because there's inertia, because they're heavy. They just can't get themselves moving. So somebody who's spiritually alive, so his neshama is always moving. His ruchnius moves his body fast. So somebody who is motivated, spiritually motivated, his body moves fast. It's like fire. Fire is constantly moving and moving quickly back and forth. So a person who's full of fire, it moves quickly. Person who's lethargic and schleps along is because his ruchnius isn't moved along. On the other hand, he says, "V'omnam his bonin od shekamosha azrizus who told us aishlatus apnimi." Just like if a person is really motivated spiritually from the inside, then his motions also are quick. The opposite is also true. Kamen hazrizus yulat hislatus. Sometimes you can do it the opposite way. That if you go through the motions of doing things quickly, you'll create the emotions of being fired up. It'll give you an interest in what you're doing. If he goes through the external motions of doing something quickly, so too he sets into motion his inner spirit gets moved. So you can either move your body by having your neshama fired up, or if it's not, you can fire up your neshama by moving your body quickly. But if you function externally heavy and schlepping and whatever, right? So then, and you aren't fired up inside, then it's going to have the opposite effect. Then you're going to feel schleppy and slow and uninterested and unmotivated. Experience has proven it. The omnam kvar yodata. Should we finish this? No, because I want to really speak a little bit about this inyan of chitzonius ma'oris apnimius, which he's going to speak about in the last thing. This idea of the externals firing up the internals. That doing something you know you don't really feel, but you just do it in order that you should get to feel like that. There is such an inyan, and a person shouldn't feel he's a hypocrite, you know, if he looks like he's going through the motion. People think he's, wow, really fired up with his mitzvah. He's not. He's really very blasé about it, but he's hoping to get fired up if he'll make it look like he's doing that. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not doing it just for show, but you're doing it because you really want to get there, right? Then there's nothing wrong with appearing to be a Zoris when really inside you're not, because that's the way you'll get to be. So we'll continue with this last paragraph in Yitzhak Hashem next week.